in the same town. And we're proposing to put a car wash and food vendor and drive-through coffee shop at 1818 Highway 248 in Branson. And Eric Hodge is with Roselle Engineering. They're doing the civil engineering work for the project, and he's just passed out the site plan so you can see exactly what we're talking about. And I'm going to ask, since Eric's a lot more versed in this than I am, I'm going to ask him to explain what we've done there. And
before Eric gets going, I'll give you guys a location. So 248, right here is where Gretna Road goes to the west, around the corner of Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. This is James Epps Road. It's this one little island of a parcel that's still in the county. All this area you see in purple's the city. Used to have all those statues out front. Used to have all those statues, and yeah, that's it.
Ben Delgado's place.
It's actually about six. I'm sorry. I was just going to say it's actually about 6.3 or 6.4 acres, but we're only using the front portion of it that's already been leveled and filled, a little less than an acre.
Very good.
Got a pretty big drop off there. Towards
pretty
the
big
back.
Drop, yeah, pretty steep. So, like I said, we are family owned and operated, and we also have family here in Branson. My daughter and her husband live here, and they're part of the company and going to be involved in this as well.
If you guys are looking at your site plan, it's on a state highway. So his front setback would be 50 feet, but he actually applied for a variance today with the Board of Adjustment that would come through in January for 33.75 feet. Is that correct, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if approved, he'd continue with the variance to be able to set it a little closer due to that slope and the retaining wall in the back and et cetera.
Well, yeah, we...
I want to ask, before we get too far down, and I forget it, I forget things pretty quick. What about if you hook up a car wash, you're obviously going to have sewer, or you're going to have water disposal.
Right.
Yes. Have you visited with the city of Branson? I'm sure you have.
Right. The site plan shows an existing gravel sewer main out to the north of the building pad.
But you're going to hook to their sewer then?
Yes.
And what District 3 is water?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm clear.
Any questions for the applicant? Looks pretty straightforward with a good engineered drawing, so...
Yeah, I've been to the one in Lamar. It's my hometown, so...
Is that right?
Yeah, he made a really... He really made that one nice.
Done a lot of work there. Thank you.
Sure did.
Thank you.
Good car wash.
Is that going to be one that you pay each time you go, or...
It's... Well, it'll be... There'll be both options. There'll be a subscription for monthly membership, like... $25 and wash all you want for a certain wash. And the package price will vary depending on which wash you purchase. You know, the good, better, best type thing. But we'll have that available. And it's a, I didn't mention, it's an express tunnel type of car wash. So...
And like on tracks?
Well, it's not on tracks. You drive through it, and I guess that's what makes it express, is you don't have to have an attendant putting you on the track. You drive in yourself, and then it tells you when to stop, and the brushes and everything do the business, and you drive out and get the rinse and waxes and spot-free rinse and dryers.
All right. Well, we will see you in 2020. On January 13th.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Hard to believe we're saying that. Thank you.
I didn't think I'd live this long. You know?
We'd have took better care of ourselves.
We would have, wouldn't we?
Took better care of our team.
Yeah.
This thing going to be tall enough for a 4440 John Deere?
Does that affect the approval? No, it won't be quite that tall.
Motion to deny.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next
Appreciate
month.
Your time.
All right. And I'm assuming the two gentlemen in the back are the last.
Sean and Rob. Applicant Sean Turner seeking Division 3 permit. Originally, he was going to take his 26.5 acres into 9 to 13 separate tracks, but he's decided and given us a new drawing for 6 tracks, which can be done in the house as a minor subdivision. But he's still seeking nightly rental use at that location on those 6 lots for single-family homes. The property is down T Highway. I brought it up here on the map. We'll zoom out to give you an idea. Of course, here's the very end. Here's Long Beach. Property off to the left that pretty much is on the bluff. There's an existing drive here with a gate. And those two parcels. I tried to lighten this up, but you can see where he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lots. You know what size, Sean? They vary from.
Shows on there.
I see 1.8. I'm going to zoom this in. I didn't have a chance today, but.
I mean, it's a concept, so it's probably going to change.
Yeah, they all have to be over 2 acres because he won't have access to sewer, so they'll be on septic, so.
Where's the house that was White River Electric or had that easement issue? Is that right in that same general area?
No, that was down Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, this is T Highway.
T Highway.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that one you're talking about is way back down here.
Okay.
This is all way out on the point directly across from Forsyth, but to get there you have to drive a long way around. On Dave.
Well, that's basically a suburb of Long Beach.
Just very close.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Long Beach is just right in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's the start of Long Beach.
I'm officially located.
Yeah.
So are you going to develop and build or sell the lots?
I plan on developing and building it, yeah. I build houses in Springfield and develop them. I've always been looking for something that was, you could buy and develop as nightly rentals versus trying to buy something in an existing neighborhood like that situation. So
yeah.
It would all be designed that way from the beginning. And something that had, lake access, but also was private. So, you're in the woods, you're not close to anybody, and something I could kind of start and go get my feet wet with it. I have a lot of rental property, but I don't have a lot of nightly rentals, so it's something I could start and build a couple houses each year, just get involved in it. So.
All right, any other questions?
I just have one comment. Given the light of the evening we just had and the experience we just had, I would encourage you to make sure if you're going to do nightly rentals and residential both, that you keep them separate.
Yeah.
Some way, shape, or form.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea is to buy it and develop it as nightly rentals
right.
For that sole purpose. That way you don't have the people mixed in there,
And I don't know who the neighbors are, but to reach out to them and sort of get a sense before... Coming back to where you would know if you have time to do that. It looks like there's maybe one or two across. Two or three.
Let's say we'll have some participants at the meeting.
Yeah.
It's very rare that we don't have somebody.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But with the bigger parcels, it'll be a little bit different. So.
Yeah, that's a...
Well, that and it's... You're doing something that's designed to be nightly rental. It's being built as night... Developed as nightly rental. Be sold as nightly rental. It's just a...
It's not anybody inside that development
will be
unhappy with it because that's what it is. So
it's defined.
As long as the neighbors close aren't affected. And that's why I kind of changed the plan to just do the 6 units because I figured that would have... a lot less impact, and six houses on that piece of property should be not too big of a problem, I would think, but we'll see.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you can, that's the best advice you can get. Talk to your neighbors before you come down here.
Right.
Because if you don't, you'll talk to them when you do.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, again, thanks for your patience, and January 13th.
Okay.
Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not have for you any new or old.
Would anyone entertain a motion to dismiss?
Prior to that, I would like to ask, is there anything, any new news on whether or not the commission is working on a zoning map?
Oh, sorry.
Something we can do outside of the meeting.
Sorry, yeah. I can update you. I've met with them two or three times. Presley's been a huge asset. She's worked tirelessly since I hired her. She's learning it. And we have that currently with Travis Elliott to overlook the particulars, the flow. I'm hoping to get the actual code, the code amendment to the new zoning back to have to you guys in February. Because we changed it when you guys approved it, so it has to come back to you. I started working on the map last week, but I can't really build the map until we have the actual zoning language. So I'm thinking by February, the zoning will be back in your hands to look at, have your public hearing, and once you approve it to go back to the county commission for approval, it'll set and wait for the map to be built off of it, and then they'll come through at the same time.
And what is that going to do to our nightmare situation? Are there going to be some other guidelines?
Under it,
to saturation or anything like
how
that?
We currently had it, nothing with saturation, but I did put in an R1 that no nightly rentals are allowed in any subdivisions or lots that are less than half acre or less. So if they're more than half an acre, they would still take the conditional use permit. There are NR districts, say Branson Canyon, that the whole subdivision was approved. The one that you just approved for Branson Cove, that would be NR. That means you can just do nightly rental in there without the permit. But everywhere else, it'd be the conditional use permit, except for areas where these smaller lots. I did some research too on how you guys have approved and not approved and not compatible, and that half acre seemed to be right at the line. The ones above it were getting approved, and the ones there below were not. So that'll come back to you guys for discussion. You're more than welcome to be able to.
Sorry for taking the time.
No.
All right. So again,
move to dismiss.
Move. Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting. Turn.